It was already written, I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Praise in the world that's so cold. Why so much hate, I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G.
Over, and an Ohio judge is hours away from delivering a verdict in the high-profile trial of two high school football players accused of raping a teenage girl after a night of partying. Trent Mays, seen on the left, and Malik Richmond, on the right, are accused of digitally penetrating the alleged victim, a 16-year-old West Virginia girl. Saturday, the accuser told the court she remembered drinking the night she was allegedly raped and leaving the party holding hands with Mays, then later vomiting. She said the next thing she remembered was waking up in a strange house, feeling scared and embarrassed. She said her phone, earrings, shoes, and underwear were all missing. Prosecutors said in closing arguments, the evidence against the teenage boys is overwhelming, but defense attorneys said reasonable doubt remains. If found delinquent, the equivalent of guilty, Mays and Richmond could be held in juvenile jail until they turn 21. Ed Donahue, the Associated Press.
That's right. We're opening up the Tony Sands Show with a disturbing topic that's here that took the nation by storm a year ago in Steubenville, Ohio. And if you heard, it stated two Ohio football players, star players at that, were found to be they raped a young lady. Well, I'm going to say, you know, from what the verdict came out, they raped a young lady last summer in a case that drew national attention for the way that social media spurred the initial prosecution at that time. Because the victim did not remember what happened. They relied on social media, text messages, Facebook, and all this is what the prosecution used as evidence to prosecute two young men for allegedly at that time, and I'm saying allegedly at that time because it was at that time that this took place. Now, I'm not talking about now, because now a different set of circumstances that just played out. But I want to let you listen to that one more time. We're going to play that one more time because I want you to get and listen to it close. Listen to it deep, because I want you to follow me as me and two of my guests, when I bring them on, two of my guests, Mr. Conrad Kelly and also Mr. Bibb, they're going to join in with us. We're going to play that one more time to let you listen in at this story, because it is tragedy on all sides. Let's listen to it, and let me hear your opinion on this.
Over, and an Ohio judge is hours away from delivering a verdict in the high-profile trial of two high school football players accused of raping a teenage girl after a night of partying. Trent Mays, seen on the left, and Malik Richmond, on the right, are accused of digitally penetrating the alleged victim, a 16-year-old West Virginia girl. Saturday, the accuser told the court she remembered drinking the night she was allegedly raped and leaving the party holding hands with Mays, then later vomiting. She said the next thing she remembered was waking up in a strange house, feeling scared and embarrassed. She said her phone, earrings, shoes, and underwear were all missing. Prosecutors said in closing arguments, the evidence against the teenage boys is overwhelming, but defense attorneys said reasonable doubt remains. If found delinquent, the equivalent of guilty, Mays and Richmond could be held in juvenile jail until they turn 21. Ed Donahue, the Associated Press.
And I let you listen to that for several reasons, because there were several things that caught my attention when I heard this and I started following this case about 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I followed this case because I heard about it, and then I was in my beauty salon and I spurred up a conversation with some ladies that was in the shop. And I did it to play devil's advocate. For several reasons, I wanted to see the reactions of females that heard this topic. And some of the females stated They shouldn't have did what they did. Some of the females stated she should have knew better for going to a party with guys, drinking, and not knowing her surroundings. But before we get into those topics, you can join us here on the Tony Sands Show. Tune in. You can call us on the line here on the Tony Sands Show. You can call us at 530-513-6472. That's 530-513-6472 to give us your opinion on this topic, because it is a hot topic in and of itself. But without further ado, we're going to bring on two of my guests. I have Mr. Bibbs out of Dallas, Texas, my main man that handles Dallas Cowboy inside of Texas football. And I'm going to bring on Mr. Conrad Kelly from South Florida, another guy that I know also well, that both these guys are involved in the sports world. And I wanted to bring them on and we get into this topic because they were athletes at one time, so they understand the parameters that come with this. Welcome to the show, Mr. Bibbs. Well, how you doing, Mr. B?
I'm doing pretty good. Tony, how about yourself?
Man, I'm doing great, man. This is a hot topic when you look at this topic for several reasons, because, man, how often do we hear party, drinking, and rape all in the same sentence? It is all too common that it goes on throughout sports. Mr. Conrad Kelly, how you doing? Welcome to the Tony Sands Show.
I'm doing real good. I'm doing real good. My mindset is on fight. That's where my mind at right now.
And I know you are a factual person, and that's why I love to bring you on the Tony Sands Show, because I know there are some people that are listening to the show that said, hey, I want facts, and that's all I want. But there are some people saying, playing devil's advocate, wait a minute, hold on. Hold up now. Did a certain person put themselves in a situation for this to take place? And I'm playing devil's advocate because I'm saying to myself, now, this story has crushed three families and a community, guys. As you heard the soundbite that I played earlier, Mr. Bibbs, give me your take a little bit first on what you think about this story.
Well, first and foremost, it's a tragedy, like you said earlier. Anytime you have a young lady to get sexually assaulted in any form or any fashion, I think that's it's a tragedy and it's a disgrace. But like your man Conrad said, I'm really want to see the facts also. It's a real, fishy story, and I've never heard the word digitally raped in my life, so I have to really look into what that actually means. But
let me tell you something. When I heard that word, I'm saying to myself, and I had to go back and listen to it. When I heard the judge say digitally rape, I'm saying, well, wow, how did they rape this young lady? With a cell phone, or did they penetrate her with a sexual object? But he did not say digital rape. It sounded like it the way he was stating it, but that's not what he said. I listened to it over and over again. I read the transcript. He did not say digitally raped, and it sounded like that, because I had to chime in like, wait a minute, hold on. Somebody please call me and tell me here on the Tony Sands Show, what is digital rape? But he did not say digital rape. What he was meaning to say is that they penetrated her over and over and over again, each one of them, and that's where he got that topic. But it wasn't digital rape at all. If anyone understands those topics and understand, what the judge was trying to get across, because I'm quite sure when he heard what he said, he's probably saying, wow, so many people are probably wondering what's going on. Mr. Conrad, give me your side on this before we charm into this topic.
All right, I'm going to start with the first. First of all, to me, it sounds like politics. Number one, you're saying that a young lady that don't remember what happened to her, and this is anybody, male, young lady, whoever, I wake up and I don't remember what happened to me. I don't remember what I did. I don't know if I was drunk and consensually did it.
Correct. Correct.
So how are you going to say rape? Somebody else had to be an outside witness to say that they saw this occur.
No, where they
got to say it.
Right, but where they got the information from? Because now you got to understand a small knit town. I played football at the University of Kansas, and it was a small knit town to where in certain towns like Ohio, when you talk about Ohio, Ohio loves football. Texas loves football. Florida, in certain pockets of it, in the smaller sectors, love themselves some football. So in these towns, you got to understand high school football is all they have. So in a lot of these towns, when you think about a town, just think about a town, especially in South Florida, for those that are in South Florida, Belgrade. Imagine when Glade Central play, they shut down the town because everybody goes to the game. This was a dominant team in the state of Ohio. So I'm bringing that picture in. Reason why I say it was a dominant team, because we all understand the politics that goes behind powerhouse football.
And I think initially the prosecutors just looked at facts and they said they couldn't prosecute the case. Now I think that the pressure is making them do otherwise.
That's not fair to those
young men. You got to remember that these young men, they're currently 18. Am I correct?
Yes.
But that means that when this occurred, they were 17 years old.
Correct. It took place at 17. Rich at that time, he's 17. One's 17, one's 18.
All right. If you want to prosecute anybody right now,
correct,
I want to know, how did they get the alcohol?
And that's what that. Now, I'm going to tell you, we're going to play a sound bite later in a little bit that goes into that. Because now, after this is over, prosecutors are saying to themselves, they want to know, where were the adults? That means the owner of the house, who owned that house, the coaches, and the parents of all the victims.
Whoever house is happening at should be responsible.
Correct. Go ahead.
And they need to leave it at that, because you don't know what happened, because she don't even know what happened.
Right, but what they're saying is, if you look at some of the pictures, and I had a chance to look at some of the pictures. One of the pictures, they had Trent and Malik, they was pretty much dragging the girl. But at one time, one of the young men stated in a media that the picture was staged. But if you look at the picture, sometimes it's tough because the girl's head is limp. One of them got about both legs. One of them got them by both arms as if they was taken to somewhere. But they stated that picture was staged. But it came down. Go ahead, Mr. Bitt. Go ahead.
If this started as consensual.
But she's saying now that she didn't. She's saying that due to the alcohol, how can you consent to something when you are not in your right mind?
So what they're saying is that she was not in her right mind, so that's why they're charging these two young men with rape, because she wasn't coherent, supposedly.
Correct. Yeah, they're saying she could not understand what she was doing and could not make a judgment call on consensual sex and just saying that these guys raped her. Now, we know also now, sometimes what happened, but you know what? Let's get into the soundbite, because the second soundbite that I picked out for this case, we're going to play this soundbite. And we're going to both follow this soundbite, and we're going to let you chime in. This is after the verdict was read to both young men, that the judge, one thing he did, now he kept it in a juvenile case, because this could have been waived over as an adult case. But he read over the facts as he stated, and felt in this case it was only right for this case to stay in the juvenile court. Because if they would have went adult court, it would have been some healthy time put on these young men. And that's, do we go that route? But let's listen to the soundbite and let the soundbite continue to add flavor to this great topic, rape, alcohol, men and women. Let's listen to the soundbite.
Out of the dramatic court case in Ohio, two high school football players, the assault of a young girl, and pictures passed around. But tonight, this question, how wide is the circle of responsibility, and does it include adults who should have done more? ABC's Elizabeth Vargas is with the Ohio Attorney General tonight.
The rape case that turned the spotlight on Steubenville, Ohio, didn't end with the conviction of the two promising young football players. Trent Mays was sentenced to at least 2 years in juvenile detention. Malik Richmond, at least 1 year. He walked over to apologize to the victim's family.
I'm sorry to put you guys through this.
But today, Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine told me he is convening a grand jury to see if others should now be charged. Where are the adults? Where are the parents?
The whole story, as we've unraveled it and learned it, is just very disturbing. Where were the parents? Where were her friends? Where were the witnesses we brought into court? What were they thinking? Why did they allow this to occur?
The widening circle of those who could be held accountable include the homeowners of the house where the rape took place, football coaches and school officials who may have been aware of the assault, and other teens attending the party who could all be charged for failing to report a felony. The story began last August after a night of wild partying when this online picture of Malik Richmond and Trent Mays carrying the apparently unconscious 16-year-old victim by her arms and legs came to light. A firestorm erupted.
We want justice!
In an exclusive interview before the trial, Malik told me the photograph was staged. It was a joke picture.
Yes, ma'am.
But in the 5-day trial, prosecutors proved that the 16-year-old girl was drunk and unable to consent. Text messages, videos, and photos taken that night showed she was, quote, treated like a toy. Steubenville is now taking a cold, hard look at itself and asking, are others responsible, too? Elizabeth Vargas, ABC News, Ohio.
Guys, and it opened up the topic of what Conrad brought up, where were the adults? And that's what they're starting to look into now. But, and they're looking into the juveniles that was at this party. Can they be charged with not opening up and telling that a felony took place? But we all understand that sometime, and it's in a man's cognitive thinking, in their mind, what we call that pack mentality. Is that when, it's almost when you see a fight start, one person may start a fight, and then that pack mentality starts, and everybody joins in. And all of a sudden, they're forgetting about the action that is taking place because alcohol is involved. And I'm going to tell you, guys, after Judge Thomas read the decision in juvenile court, Both boys sobbed dearly. And if you heard, Malik went over to the parents of the young lady and said he was sorry for taking them through what he's took them through. And after the judge read it, Mr. Richmond told his lawyer, Walter Madison, my life is over. Malik told him his life is over. Because now we also know that now both of these young boys will have to register as sex offenders. We understand. You got that, guys?
Yeah, I was wondering that, but with them being juveniles, they should have to register as sex offenders.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. And that does, one thing about that doesn't go away.
All and right, a so lot let of people. Let me say this right here.
Go ahead.
Let me ask this question.
Go ahead.
And maybe somebody didn't look at this. Were those two young men under the influence of alcohol at the time?
They said it was a lot of drinking. They never got deep into it. They said there was a lot of drinking going on.
If you're going to excuse her actions, we're excusing her actions.
Correct.
For being under the influence.
Correct.
Their actions. As an adult, as a grown man, I watch what I drink because I want my actions to be on point. Because if I drink too much, I'm going to do some things that I shouldn't do. I can't drive as an adult because I can't handle that. And I can't drive and drink at the same time. So you're telling me that a 17-year-old and a 16-year-old young man had something to drink and they're not excused for their actions because they were drinking.
And that's, I mean, one thing about rape, and we must understand it is such a touchy subject because you understand they never bring up the rape victim's name, and that's due to privacy. And I that was something that always stood out to me because I, you know, I've known one or two guys that have gone down.
Well,
for
you
rape.
Know what though, but I've known some victims, and I understand that part of it. So
right,
that's understandable.
Right, and I understand that. But when we look at this case, and I'm gonna tell you this. This is what was stated also, and I'm gonna, you know, from the girl's testimony on Saturday, the girl testified that for roughly 6 hour period during which the rape occurred, she had no memory of anything aside from the brief vomiting episode. She said she had woke up the next morning naked in a basement living room surrounded by Mr. Mays and Mr. Richardson and another boy with no idea where she was or how she gotten there or unable to find where her underwear, shoes, earring, and phone. Now, I know this, and we hear it out a lot too, you know, not, you know, understand, don't take this in the wrong way, people, but it is what it is. Sometimes, do we look at this case and say, okay, now, when this young lady said she woke up, and so it took place Saturday night, but she woke up Sunday, that means you didn't go home, and all of a sudden, who was looking for her, fellas?
Parents.
Her parents were looking for her. I'm quite sure she never showed up home. So, a dad of a young lady, and I am a dad, it makes you wonder, okay, where's my daughter at this time of night that she didn't come home? Because that she stated that she, you know, she woke up the next time and she was there.
Where now, was she at 2 o'clock? 12 o'clock.
Right. And in any small towns, it's not hard to find out where a party takes place at. That it isn't. That is not to find because the towns are not that big. And you know where a party going on. But my thing is, like I said, who threw the party and who house this party was going on at? And where was those parents? When you talk about going after people now, you must go after those parents because you say, okay, and I can sympathize with the other parents because guess what? Those other parents thought that their kids were going to a party. How many times have our kids told us, hey, you know, I'm going to a party? How many times we have told our parents we're going to a party and we wind up somewhere else?
My
phone is
not the parents.
Go ahead, Bills. Let me hear what you're saying. Go ahead.
I understand that what you're saying about, you know, how I grew up a kid, and I don't really see how they can go after, you know, the parents of the house, whoever the party where the party was thrown at, because the parents might not even known there was a party going to be thrown. You know, I was a kid at one point, and when my parents were gone, I would have people over at the house all the time, and, you know, sometimes we were able to do things that we shouldn't have been doing or things that we wouldn't do while our parents were at home. So,
right.
You know, I don't really see how they can go about, you know, going after people who own the house. Now, if they had something to do with the actual party and the buying of the alcohol for underage children, then I can see why. But as far as going after someone just because they own the house, and you know how kids get down these days with, you know, Project X type movie, parents go away.
You know, and you know, they talk about the Molly so much, guys, that, you know, I'm quite sure, I wonder right. What some of those bought. But now, listen, like you said, you can't see why they would go after the parents. But now, when I read this story and I said to myself, and I said, on Saturday night, you know, all this drinking took place. So if I'm a parent, that means I had to be gone out of the house. I had to be either on vacation or working, and I leave. And we know when you leave young men home or young ladies home, you better have somebody to go over there and check that house because you are putting a recipe for a disaster when there's no adult watching this house. Because that means there was no one there the next day, neither. That's Sunday morning. Because I know if you have a house and all of a sudden there's alcohol being in the house the way they stayed in that this alcohol was, you're going to smell alcohol because kids are going to waste it on the floor. So that means those parents were gone completely. Now, I'm quite sure once they get the facts and they find out, that's why they say they're going to look into it. If those parents were at some point aware that this was going on, I'm quite sure Those now, and understand what now with the young lady, I'm quite sure their parents are probably looking into going civil because they can't go civil because something took place on that residence. Prosecution them look at possibly going criminal because something took place on that residence. In the civil case, there's not beyond a reasonable doubt in civil. All I got to prove that something took place and my daughter was violated on that premises is what they're going to have to prove. And they have it because there's a guilty verdict. But you see what I'm saying, Bibbs? These people had to be going out of town then.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the parents had to have been out of town for them to, you know, allow their house to be that accessible for, you know, their kids to go throw a party. So, I mean, I understand exactly what you're saying with, you know, with the civil suit and having to prove that it happened on their property. But like you said, if their parents had anything to do with it, oh, it could get real ugly for them, you know?
Yeah, and as they're saying, when they said coaches, guys, the reason why they're saying the coaches, and because they say at this point, the administrators at the school knew about this. They had got word of this, but no one, they failed to do what adults that are in the school system are assigned to do. If you knew a felony took place where this young lady was raped, and even if it was, if it ain't, it is your job to report it. And it was never reported. And I think but my thing is, if this young lady was raped over 6 hours, do you run out the house at that point? Once you do come coherent, do you run out the house screaming and hollering that I just been raped, or do you look for your clothes? Because she had to be looking around for her clothes because she said she woke up and her clothes wasn't there. Do you say, okay, I run out the house, to heck with her clothes? That's what I'm trying to figure out also.
Yeah, Tony, this is what I want to know. When did she report it? Did she report it the next day? Did she report it weeks later?
They never, I mean, that's the part they never got into it. I'm going to look into it a little bit deeper and find out.
Once this thing hit the internet, that's when everything was put.
That's what they said. That one picture was revealed, that's when it exploded.
Another thing is, you were talking about the school system. The school system has no responsibility for what I've heard from the sound bites. The young lady staying in West Virginia. And it's happening in Ohio.
Right.
So she's not even in their school system.
Correct.
And so they had no response. They had no actions or no responsibility for her. It happened off campus.
Right, but as a, I know it happened. And Bibbs, go ahead. You wanted to chime in a little bit on part of that. What was you going to say?
Well, I'm listening to what he's saying. He said that the school has nothing to do with that girl because she's from West Virginia and that school is in Ohio. So, right. You know, and I kind of agree with him, but I think what Tony's trying to say is that just by, you know, common courtesy, they should have, if they knew anything about it, then they should have said something just, you know, just out of being professional almost, you know?
Let me notify a resource officer that is on the campus. Hey, we're getting word through kids and it's traveling through Texas and pictures that something might have took place with our athletes. Because this was their football player. So I think there is a responsibility to the school because guess what? These athletes go to that school. They play football for that program. And that's where it came into it. Do they saying, well, they're more or less trying to keep this on the down low because there were athletes at this school, and this is a powerhouse school in
the state. And I hate to say it, I think they tried to get through football season, not having it.
And they got
to
deal.
I hate to say that, but it sounds like that.
It definitely does.
It sounds like they got through football season.
Well, they wanted to probably, I don't know if they won the state championship that year or not, but I'm quite sure if they're one of the powerhouses in there, you know how that go. That means if they're a powerhouse, the prosecution, the judge, everybody goes to these football games because you know the young men that's at these games. But, I mean, they only, when you look at it, and I still say, you know, they kind of still got, if quote-unquote, took place what they said took place, the sanctions wasn't so severe because, like I said, from a standpoint of time, because the most time that they will spend there, they will only be in juvenile jail until they're at the age of 21.
And Tony, if they're seniors and they're Division D1 player, D2, or whatever, done. They're through.
Well, they're felonies, so they're done. They're you know, and that's the sad
career done. Unless they go to somebody junior college, and who's going to take that chance of taking them?
At this point in time, because the case is too high profile, you bring one of those young men on your campus, buddy, the media is going to surround your campus like no other. But like I said, I mean, their time, it's not that bad. Go ahead.
But take the case differently.
Go ahead.
Let's make this John Doe, not a football player.
Right.
And John Doe goes to this party.
It don't sell.
He gets drunk. The girl gets drunk. The pictures come out. The prosecutors see it like the prosecutor saw it the first time. The case is dropped because she doesn't remember what happened.
Correct.
That's how that would be handled. See, a lot of people, I'm not going to say things that are politically correct. But what they did with two little boys to give them a year is politically correct.
Okay.
Fact-wise, I was drunk. You were drunk. We woke up together, and I'm sorry to say it's Tony, and I'm quite sure you're a grown man. You've been in the same place, and I'm quite sure my man from Dallas has been in the same place. We have woke up drunk with people, and we don't know how we woke up drunk with them.
Well, wait a minute, hold on. I can't say that because I don't drink.
I mean, I don't drink. You know what, Tony, and I know Tony as a friend. Tony doesn't drink.
So
I'm definitely going to give you that one. You are absolutely correct. somebody that had drunk too much when I was in college, I woke up with people, with women, and I'm like, oh my goodness.
Right.
And.
But I'm going to tell you something, guys, that I read about this in this case also. I guess one of the guys that was riding in the car, and I'm assuming at this point they was taking this young lady home. Mr. Mays and Richmond were taking this young lady home, and this is what the classmate said, and he testified to. One classmate testified that he had seen Mr. Mays also penetrate the girl while they were riding in the backseat of the car. So I'm assuming at that point, he had to be I wonder, was he taking this young lady home? Had to be at that point, unless he was doing this before.
And so, and that's when she was coherent, am I correct?
I don't know. Well, she had to be coherent because at that point, she was either before when she was awake or it was after when she was awake.
She was looking for her underwear. This is political.
Correct.
Tony, this is political.
It's hard for me to. I mean, I can see why you say it's political because when I read the case and I seen, and I'm gonna repeat this again, this part of the case when it said the next morning, the girl, you know, next morning she was naked in a basement, in the living room, surrounded by Mr. Mays and Mr. Richmond and another boy. So I'm assuming that other boy, who named that they never revealed, probably did not play football.
He might have, Tony, but he did it. He might have done some of the. There were some people that did the right thing, but the entire party of those two did something wrong, Tony. And we had a case a few weeks ago. The young men were wrong for what they did.
Correct.
Unless they were drunk out of their mind. If they weren't drunk and they weren't drinking, they were wrong for taking advantage of that young lady. So don't get me wrong. They were wrong for doing that. But if I was their lawyer, I'm saying that they was wrong too.
Okay, correct. All right, but I'm gonna read this part to you. Let me read this part to you because I've been like I say digging into this case big, and I'm gonna read this part to you. And just guys, listen to this and tell me what you think about this part. And it's stated, in the end, the most powerful evidence may have been the 2-hour testimony from the 16-year-old girl herself. Under questioning from the prosecution, she told the story of waking up confused, naked, and ashamed and worried. And then finding out that day that many of her friends had an idea what had happened to her and had been even seen a picture of her naked. A picture of her naked.
And now, and again,
does it go back to what I stated earlier, though? Does it go back to what I said earlier that was she worried about what the masses were going to say, or was this going to get back to her parents? And now all of a sudden, you know, it takes place as. But then when you hear a young man say, you know, I'm ashamed of what I took you guys through. What did that lead you to believe also?
If you, that 16-year-old girl, and it's not her fault.
Correct. I'm clearly not saying that now. Never.
If there is the kids that's involved with this situation.
Correct.
They're kids. Kids make mistakes. Kids do things wrong. That's why they're kids.
Right.
The adults that sold their alcohol or gave those kids their alcohol.
Oh, you know they're going after them now. They're going to definitely.
All right, you know what, though, Tony? They knew months ago how those kids got the alcohol. They're covering that up. They know that this party was authorized. They're covering that up. Just
right,
like you said, that young lady woke up nude in somebody's house.
Right.
That was planned not to be there.
Right.
I think all three of us have coached.
What's that bitch?
We know that there's a party at somebody's house as a coach.
Correct.
Just to jump on that, on that with the alcohol, you know, and just like we talked about the alcohol a while back, Tony, on one of the shows, it's legal in the United States for you to be 21 and over to drink alcohol. For a reason. Kids under anybody under that legal age shouldn't be drinking in the first place. And definitely at the age where they were 16 and 17 years old, teenagers are not equipped to handle alcohol at that age. And, you know, and that's why what happened. She was drunk, and like my man said, the two guys were drunk, and things ended up happening. It probably would have happened whether they wasn't drunk or not, but at the same time, with them being under the influence of alcohol, it made the situation even that much worse because you do things that you don't normally do sober when you're under the influence of alcohol.
That's correct.
So
you are
with
truly
the alcohol,
correct.
That's the problem right there. That's the total problem. The alcohol probably could have prevented this. And like y'all said, whoever sold them kids their alcohol, however they were able to obtain it, that's the problem. That's who they need to be after, you know. And that's just really the bottom line.
Right. But let me read you what Mr. Mays said, I guess, through some of the texts that, and then we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to come out of commercial break, and we're going to continue this topic, people, because it is a hot topic. But I'm going to read this, and then we're going to go into a commercial break. This is the most pointless thing Mr. Mays said in one text message to the girl. I'm going to get in trouble for something I should be getting thanked for taking care of you. But the girl made it clear that she was not having any more of it, telling Mr. Mays in another exchange, it's on YouTube. I'm not stupid. Stop texting me. We're going to go to a commercial break, guys. Short commercial break. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to continue to home in on this topic. Stay with me, guys. Stay with us, fans, as we continue to hit the Ohio teenage guilty and rape that social media brought to the light here on the Tony Sands Show.
Ladies, whether you're trying to look good for that special someone, or you're Miss Independent and you just want to look good for yourself, listen, you need to scratch where you've been going, cause sensational is where you need to be. Where they specialize in shortcuts, weaves, sew-ins and wraps and so forth. At Sensational Beauty Salon, it's guaranteed that they'll have you looking. For an appointment, call 954-786-3997. That's 954-786-3997. Located at 801 South Dixie Highway, Suite 5 in Cypress.
Commercial brought to you by Focus and Dirt. have the need for speed? Or do you simply just want to lose weight? Or get the best training to help you develop your skills? Whether it's football or any other sport, just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you gotta get trained by the best. Tony Sands at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now.
Already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raising the world that's so cold. Why so much hate, I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in a dope hole. No food if you can't get your dope sold. My uncle just died and it can't be.
We're back here on the Tony Sands Show. Guys, if you're tuning in to the Tony Sands Show, we're talking about the Ohio teenage guilty and teenagers guilty in the rape case that social media brought to the light. But we're going to let you listen to a soundbite that we listened to earlier as we continue to dig deep into this topic. Then at 8:50 in the hour, I'm bringing on a young lady at that time that is throwing one of the biggest, baddest jewelry parties here in Pompano, and I'm gonna let her tell you about her party, where it's at, and who and where you could see this jewelry on those persons. So let's listen to that. And at 8:50, guys, I'm gonna get this young lady on air, boom, and we're gonna let her tell us about her party. Let's get into it.
Over, and an Ohio judge is hours away from delivering a verdict in the high-profile trial of two high school football players accused of raping a teenage girl after a night of partying. Trent Mays, seen on the left, and Malik Richmond, on the right, are accused of digitally penetrating the alleged victim, a 16-year-old West Virginia girl. Saturday, the accuser told the court she remembered drinking the night she was allegedly raped and leaving the party holding hands with Mays, then later vomiting. She said the next thing she remembered was waking up in a strange house, feeling scared and embarrassed. She said her phone, earring, shoes, and underwear were all missing. Prosecutors said in closing arguments, the evidence against the teenage boys is overwhelming, but defense attorneys said reasonable doubt remains. If found delinquent, the equivalent of guilty, Mays and Richmond could be held in juvenile jail until they turn 21. Ed Donahue, the Associated Press.
Guys, I'm going to tell you, we're back here on the Tony Sands Show, and you heard that soundbite. I'm going to tell you, guys, I'm getting texts on my phone, man. People blowing my phone up. And I'm going to tell you, this is one of the texts that I got on my phone. Most rape victims keep quiet because of guilt, shame. But social media was the downfall or the flashlight to it all, cause 9 times out of 10, if not for it, she would never have went public with this case. And that's one of the texts that I got on my phone, cause people are blowing my phone up with texts on this topic. Call the show here, give us your opinion on this topic, because it is a hot topic that we call. And as we left out, and going into that commercial break, guys, I read you that thing where Mr. Mays was saying it was pointless, and the girl says she's not stupid. Stop texting her, because this thing hit YouTube. It took over the YouTube market, became a hot video on YouTube, and at that point in time, a lot of people started becoming aware that something took place. Like I said, the young lady knew it. If you want to chime in on this topic, you can hit us here at 888-429-5471. That's in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-429-5471. 1. You can call us on line 4 at 430-746-0341. If you want to home in on this topic, or if you want to let us know your view to it with one of my guests or myself and give us your opinion on it, call us here on the Tony Sands Show. But guys, let's get deeper. Let's get back into this. Let's get back into it now. You heard, you saw that text message that I got, correct?
Yeah, I heard it.
You know, they're saying most rape victims, and I don't know, you know, about, you know, they say most rape victims stay quiet due to the fact of shame and guilt, guys. And you hear that a lot, and I guess that's why they make sure they that they keep their names out of the media.
Right.
You know,
Tony, I would almost say at 50%, and I'm guessing, but at least 50% of women at some time have been forced to do something that they didn't want to do at some point in their life.
Yeah, right.
They did not report it because of what they go through and how hard it is to prove. And you know what? So that person that made that call is so correct, because there's too many adult women in my life that I know that have told me about some type of story that they've been through. And it's all, and Tony, I want to say it's almost every woman. It's almost to the point where it's almost every woman at some point has been through that. So
correct.
It's a good thing that the media has taken this, because it is out of control.
And that it is, guys. I mean, because we hear about it so much. When you hear about, like I told you, those, when you get those three elements together, you get alcohol, you get a man, you get a woman. When you get a group of men, you get a group of women, and a party goes on, guys, we hear about it all too often in the sports world, that all of a sudden an event got out of control. I'm trying to think, and I like this movie. I'm trying to think about the movie, and somebody, if you out there and you're listening and you know this movie, I'm trying to think about when the one young lady had went to this nightclub. She went to this bar, and all of a sudden, she went in the back. She got a little tipsy with a girlfriend. Her girlfriend worked at the bar, and all of a sudden, she got a little tipsy and drunk, and the guys in the back took advantage of her deeply. And it went through this same type of thing where it became, was she raped, was she not? Prosecution, even if they did believe her, would they have a hard time proving that a rape took place because of a small town environment? But I'm going to read something else to you guys in a text message. It said, and let's read this. It said, as the messages were read aloud and Judge Lips heard Mr. Mays state that he had used his finger to penetrate the girl and referred to her in a separate message as like a dead body. As like a dead body.
And you know what that meant? He was coherent.
He was coherent.
She wasn't coherent.
And she wasn't coherent. So we're
going
to call
him. And that's why he's going to jail. Now the question that we had all that time,
I just answered that. I just closed that out. Guys, hey, we're going. I gotta head and pick up. As a matter of fact, you know, no, we're not gonna head. Guys, you stay with me, because we're gonna welcome to the Tony Sands Show. This young lady is putting on a heck of an event here in Pompano Beach, Florida. She is the lady for putting on pizzazz in a party. She is the party lady herself. She puts on parties. She make them with all the balloons and decorations. Here in Pompano, she's putting on a heck of a jury party. She is putting on a heck of a jury party here in Pompano Beach, Florida. But without further ado, let's bring to the Tony Sands Show. Guys, stay with us, because I'm going to get her opinion on this once she let us know what she's doing, where she's doing it at, and who she's doing it for. Welcome to the Tony Sands Show, Mr. Terica Montgomery. How you doing, Terica?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm quite sure if you've been listening to the show, you know, we're talking about this case of these young men taking advantage of this young lady. But before we get into that, because we want to have your opinion, because you are a lady, but let us get into a little bit of why you're on the Tony Sands Show this night. What are you doing here in the city of Pompano?
Well, I'm calling all ladies and gentlemen to the best jewelry show there is. It's featuring the Tracy Lynn collection. Very, very affordable jewelry. Pieces that can be worn at any occasion. Great, great jewelry. I mean, top of the line, classy, grown, sexy. We got it all. It's going to be at the Sensational Beauty Salon, located at 801 South 60 Highway. I mean, the pieces are gorgeous. If you ladies want to come out, let your hair down, kick your feet up, get a nice massage. We're going to have food, drinks, a lot of entertainment. This jewelry is worn by the latest Atlanta housewives. You know, they're always together. This stuff is right. Together. Top of the line jewelry at affordable prices.
So now you're saying if they want to really see what this jewelry looks like, they can go and watch any episode of Atlanta Housewives and see the Tracy Lynn collection of jewelry, correct?
Yes, they can.
Now, if they want to get directions to this event, how do they give us some directions? Give my listeners some directions to this event.
Well, it's located on 801 South Dixie Highway in Pompano Beach on 8th Street. I mean, very, very easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
You can always put it in your map quick if you have any directions. I posted some things on Facebook. They can go on my Facebook page. They can find me on my Facebook at Terica 2 Black Montgomery. I have the directions up there and an event planning.
Tell them again, Terica, where they can go. You know, tell them again where they can go on Facebook to look you up.
My Facebook page is Terica 2 Black mm-hmm. Montgomery. I have an event located there. They can also go on Sensational. Sensational Beauty Salon is located, once again, like I said, that's on Dixie Highway, at 801 South Dixie Highway.
Mm-hmm. Is there a contact number?
Yes. The number to the shop is 954-786-3997.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's where if they want to contact and get information about this event, because you are putting this event on.
Yes.
When I say hosting this event and making it is what it is. So anyone, men or women, now you said men. How would men be involved in this? How would men be involved?
I mean, guys can come out. You can get something nice for your lady, your special lady in your life. You have daughters. You have a wife. I mean, we don't discriminate.
Okay. I'm just checking because guys
stop by and see some nice place. I mean, maybe your anniversary is coming up or something like that. Just stop by. Maybe you just want a surprise, or maybe you guys are in a doghouse and need a nice gift for your lady.
Hey, so you're telling me? So if I tell these guys they're going to be beautiful ladies there, they're going to be beautiful ladies at this event. You know that tends to bring guys out, correct?
They're going to be beautiful single ladies at the event.
Okay,
they're going to have champagne and food.
Now, you said massages. Who is doing the massages, and how can one get a massage when they come to the event? What do they need to do?
Well, the guy's going to be here. His name is he's by Golden Touch. He's really, really good. I believe he's only charging $1 a minute for the massages, which is a great, great price, because everyone else is, like, so overpriced. But he's doing it for the ladies. He's giving out massages. I mean, so if you just want to come and be stress-free, Sunday, Sensational is the place to be.
Okay. She's pretty much told you the whole spill of where you need to go, who you need to contact, and what is going on. Tracy Lynn's jewelry collection line is being presented at Sensational Hair and Nail Design Salon. They're going to bring the ladies in jewelry. And Terica, now you heard our topic.
Yeah.
I got to get your opinion on this topic before I go off the air. Give me your side. If you've been listening to this, can you give us a woman's opinion on this case?
Well, as a woman, I mean, so I might be a little biased and lead toward a woman because I feel like no woman should be taken advantage of.
Okay.
At all. It doesn't matter if it was drinking involved and she was laying on the floor absolutely naked. If she didn't ask to be touched, that's her right not to be touched. But it also plays a fact that when parents come in, why is your 16-year-old daughter out to a party and no one knows where she is? Or you don't know where the party is? That's, you know, it's more than one side to a story. It's their side, the truth, and whatever happens there. And then it also plays a fact that if no one know about the event until it comes out, I mean, you show the pictures and then you want to tell. I mean, I know if I was raped, the first thing I'm going to do is contact the police.
That's what I thought. You know, I mean, that was my thing. If, but then like they say, you know, a lot of rape victims, as you know, I got earlier, got messages saying, you know, a lot of rape victims do tend to not tell because of shame. And in this case, that did take place. But once social media took it over, it became a national story. So I guess at that point, the young lady had to reveal that she was raped. But the only thing that they could use at that time, Terica, to state that she was raped was social media through text messages and things
so
like that.
And I think young people need to be conscious of what they post, what they text, what they send through email, what they send with everything can be exposed. It can hurt you in the long run.
That
there's
it can.
No reason why pictures should have ever been taken there.
Well, you know that's tough, Terica, because every time, that's the first thing that a person do when they see something taking place. They pull those phones out, and that's why social media has gotten so big. That's why World Star Hip Hop and TMZ has gotten so big, because you can send that information right from your phone straight to these social media outlets. And I think that's why this case has drawn so much attention. But Terica. Go ahead.
In my opinion, the person who took the picture and sent it out shouldn't be charged, because that means you were accessory to it.
He did. That was Malik. Malik Richardson was one of the guys that took those pictures and circulated them out.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I think some of his time, Mr. You know, Malik time and Mr. May's time was so different in both cases. One got a certain amount of time and the other didn't because of the image. Once you sent out pornographic material on via text message and it is a minor, that becomes a serious felony. Guys, Terica, thank you for joining in on the Tony Sands Show. Thank you, Mr. Conrad. Thank you, Mr. Bibbs.
Thank you for joining in.
Guys, and people that are listening to the Tony Sands Show, especially those with children, make sure you know where our children are at all times, because it's the unknown that scares us so much about our children. Make sure that you have an avenue to where they're going, when they're going to be back. So when that time comes and they're not home, you can send a search party or yourself out to find them. Thank you for listening in here on the Tony Sands Show as we educate you each and every Wednesday about life and sports. And tonight, it was life. As we go in closing,
already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raising the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in a dope hole. No food if you can't get your dope sold. My uncle just died and it can't be. Tell me this, who made it? It's already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me.